page 443, chapter 32, how Sir Tristram smote down Sir Palomedes, and how he jousted with King Arthur and other feats. So the king of Northgales and the king with the 100 knights, they too encountered with King Carados and with the king of Ireland, and there the king with the 100 knights smote down King Carados, and the king of Northgales smote down the king of Ireland. With that came in Sir Palomedes, and when he came he made great work, for by his indented shield he was well known. So came in King Arthur and did great deeds of arms together, and put the king of Northgales and the king with the 100 knights to the worse. And with this came in Sir Tristram with his black shield. Anon he jousted with Sir Palomedes, and there by fine force Sir Tristram smote Sir Palomedes over his horse's croup. Page 444. Then King Arthur cried, Knight with the black shield, make thee ready to me. And in the same wise Sir Tristram smote King Arthur. And then by the force of King Arthur's knights, the king and Sir Palomedes were horsed again. And then King Arthur, with a great eager heart, he gat a spear in his hand, and there upon the one side he smote Sir Tristram over his horse. Then foot-hot Sir Palomedes came upon Sir Tristram, as he was upon foot to have overridden him. Then Sir Tristram was aware of him, and there he stooped aside, and with great ire he gat him by the arm, and pulled him down from his horse. Then Sir Palomedes lightly arose, and then they dashed together mightily with their swords. And many knights, queens, and lords stood and beheld them. And at the last Sir Tristram smote Sir Palomedes upon the helm 3 mighty strokes, and every stroke that he gave him, he said, Have this for Sir Tristram's sake. And with that Sir Palomedes fell to the earth, groveling. Then came the king with the 100 knights, and brought Sir Tristram and horse, and so he was horsed again. And then was Sir Palomedes horsed, and with great ire he jousted upon Sir Tristram with his spear, as it was, and the rest, and gave him a great dash with his sword. And then Sir Tristram avoided his spear, and gat him by the neck with his both hands, and pulled him clean out of his saddle, and so he bare him afore him the length of 10 spears, and then in the presence of them all he let him fall at his adventure. Then Sir Tristram was aware of King Arthur with a naked sword in his hand and with a spear, and Sir Tristram ran upon King Arthur, and then King Arthur boldly abode him, and with his sword he smote at two his spear, and therewithal Sir Tristram stonied, and Sir King Arthur gave him 3 or 4 great strokes, or he might get out his sword, and at the last Sir Tristram drew his sword and assailed other passing hard, and with that the great press departed. Page 445. Then Sir Tristram rode here and there and did his great pain, and that 11 of the good knights of the blood of King Ban, and that was of Sir Launcelot's kin. That day Sir Tristram smote down all that the estates marveled of his great deeds, and all cried upon the knight with the black shield. Chapter 33. How Sir Launcelot hurt Sir Tristram, and how after Sir Tristram smote down Sir Palomedes. And then this cry was so large that Sir Launcelot heard it, and then he gat a spear in his hand and came towards the cry. And then Sir Launcelot cried, The knight with the black shield, make thee ready to joust with me. When Sir Tristram heard him say so, he gat a spear in his hand, and either abashed down their heads and came together as thunder, and Sir Tristram's spear broke in pieces, and Sir Launcelot by malfortune struck Sir Tristram on the side, a deep wound nigh to the death, but yet Sir Tristram avoided not his saddle, and so the spear brake. And therewithal Sir Tristram that was wounded gat out his sword, and he rashed to Sir Launcelot, and gave him 3 great strokes upon the helm, that the fire sprang thereout, and Sir Launcelot abashed his head slowly toward his saddle bow. And therewithal Sir Tristram departed from the field, for he felt him so wounded that he weened he should have died. And Sir Dinadan espied him and followed him into the forest. And then Sir Launcelot abode and did many marvelous deeds. So when Sir Tristram was was departed by the forest side, he alit and unlaced his harness and freshed his wound, and then weened Sir Dinadan that he should have died. Nay, nay, said Sir Tristram, Dinadan, never dread thee, for I am heart whole, and of this wound I shall soon be whole by the mercy of God. By that Sir Dinadan was ware, where came Palomides riding straight upon them, and then Sir Tristram was ware that Sir Palomides came to have destroyed him. Page 446. And so Sir Dinadan gave him warning, and said, Sir Tristram, my lord, ye are so sore wounded that ye may not have ado with him. Therefore I will ride against him, and do to him what I may, and if I be slain, ye may pray for my soul, and in the meanwhile ye may withdraw you and go into the castle, or in the forest, that he shall not meet with you. Sir Tristram smiled and said, I thank you, Sir Dinadan, of your good will, but ye shall wit that I am able to handle him. And then anon hastily he armed him, and took his horse, and a great spear in his hand, and said to Sir Dinadan, adieu, and rode toward Sir Palomides a soft pace. Then, when Sir Palomides saw that, he made countenance to amend his horse, but he did it for this cause, for he abode Sir Gaheris that came after him, and when he was come, he rode toward Sir Tristram. Then Sir Tristram sent unto Sir Palomides, and required him to joust with him, and if he smote down Sir Palomides, he would do no more to him, and if it so happened that Sir Palomides smote down Sir Tristram, he bade him do his utterance. And so they were accorded, and then they met together, and Sir Tristram smote down Sir Palomides, that he had a grievous fall, so that he lay still as he had been dead, and then Sir Tristram ran upon Sir Gaheris, and he would not have jousted, but whether he would or not, Sir Tristram smote him over his horse's croup, and they lay still as though he had been dead. And then Sir Tristram rode his way, and left Sir Persides, squire, within the pavilions, and Sir Tristram and Sir Dinadan rode to an old knight's place to lodge them. And that old knight had 5 sons at the tournament, for whom he prayed, and guard heartily for their coming home. And so, as the French book saith, they came home all 5 well beaten. And when Sir Tristram departed into the forest, Sir Lancelot held away the stour like hard as a man outraged, that took no heed to himself, and wit ye well there was many a noble knight against him. 447. And when Sir Arthur saw Sir Lancelot do so marvelous deeds of arms, he then armed him, and took his horse and his armor, and rode into the field to help Sir Lancelot. And so many knights came in and with King Arthur, and to make short tale in conclusion, the King of North Gales and the King of the 100 Knights were put to the worse, and because Sir Lancelot abode and was the last in the field, the prize was given him. But Sir Lancelot would neither for king, queen, ne knight have the prize, but where the cry was cried through the field, Sir Lancelot, Sir Lancelot hath won the field this day. Sir Lancelot, let make another cry contrary, Sir Tristram hath won the field, for he began first, and last he hath endured, and so hath he done the first day, the second, and the third day. Chapter 34. How the prize of the third day was given to Sir Lancelot, and how Sir Lancelot gave it to Sir Tristram. Then all the estates and degrees high and low said of Sir Lancelot great worship for the honor that he did unto Sir Tristram, and for that honor doing to Sir Tristram he was at that time more praised and renowned than, and he had overthrown 500 knights, and all the people wholly for this gentleness. First the estates, both high and low, and after the commonly cried at once, Sir Lancelot hath won the field, whosoever say nay. Then was Sir Lancelot wrought and ashamed, and so therewithal he wrote to King Arthur. Alas, said the king, we are all dismayed that Sir Tristram is thus departed from us by God, said King Arthur. He is one of the noblest knights that ever I saw hold spear or sword in hand, and the most courteous knight in his fighting. For full hard I saw him, said King Arthur, and when he smote Sir Palomides upon the helm thrice, that he abashed his helm with his stroke. And also he said, here is a stroke for Sir Tristram, and thus thrice he said. Page 448. Then Sir Arthur, Sir Lancelot, and Sir Dinadas Dodinas, les Sauvages, took their horses to seek Sir Tristram, and by the means of Sir Persides, he had told King Arthur where Sir Tristram was in his pavilion. But when they came there, Sir Tristram and Sir Dinadan were gone, and then King Arthur and Sir Lancelot were heavy and returned again to the castle of Maidens, making great dole for the hurt of Sir Tristram and his sudden departing. So God help me, said King Arthur, I am more heavy than I cannot meet with him then, for all the hurts that all my knights have had at the tournament. Right, so came Sir Gaheris and told King Arthur how Sir Tristram had smitten down Sir Palamedes, and it was at Sir Palamedes' own request. Alas, said King Arthur, that was great dishonor to Sir Palamedes, inasmuch as Sir Tristram was sore wounded. And now may we all, kings and knights and men of worship, say that Sir Tristram may be called a noble knight, and one of the best knights that ever I saw the days of my life. For I will that ye all, kings and knights, know, said King Arthur, that I never saw a knight do so marvelously as he hath done these 3 days, for he was the first that began, and the longest held on save this last day. And though he was hurt, he was a manly adventure of two noble knights, and when two noble men encounter, needs must have the one have the worse, like as God will suffer at that time. As for me, said Sir Lancelot, for all the lands that ever my father left me, I would not have hurt Sir Tristram, and I would have known him at that time, and that I hurt him was, for I saw not his shield. For an I had seen his black shield, I would not have meddled with him, for many causes, for late he did as much for me as ever did knight, and that is well known that he had ado with 30 knights, and no help save Sir Dinadan. And one thing shall I promise, said Sir Lancelot, Sir Palamedes shall repent it as in his unkindly dealing for to follow that noble knight, that I by mishap hurted thus. And Sir Lancelot said all the worship that might be said by Sir Tristram. Page 449. Then King Arthur made a great feast to all that would come, and thus we let pass King Arthur, and a little we will turn unto Sir Palamedes, that after he had a fall of Sir Tristram, he was nigh hand enraged out of his wit for despite Sir Tristram. And so he followed him by adventure, and as he came by a river in his woodenness, he would have made his horse to have leapt over, and the horse failed footing and fell in the river. Wherefore Sir Palamedes was a dread lest he should have been drowned, and then he avoided his horse and swam to the land and let his horse go down by adventure. Chapter 35. How Palamedes came to the castle where Sir Tristram was, and of the quest that Sir Lancelot and 10 knights made for Sir Tristram. And when he came to the land, he took off his harness and sat roaring and crying as a man out of his mind. Right so came a damosel, even by Sir Palamedes, that was sent from Sir Gawain and his brother unto Sir Mordred, that lay sick in the same place with that old knight where Sir Tristram was. For as the French book saith, Sir Persides hurt so Sir Mordred a 10 days afore, and had not been for the love of Sir Gawain and his brother Sir Persides had slain Sir Mordred. And so this damosel came by Sir Palamedes, and she and he had language together, and the which pleased neither of them. And so the damosel rode her ways till she came to the old knight's place, and there she told that old knight how she met with the woodest knight by adventure that ever she met withal. What bare he in his shield? Said Sir Tristram. It was indented with white and black, said the damosel. Page 450. Ah, said Sir Tristram, that was Sir Palamedes, the good knight, for well I know him, said Sir Tristram, for one of the best knights living in this realm. Then the old knight took a little hackey and rode for Sir Palamedes, and brought him into his own manor, and full well knew Sir Tristram, Sir Palamedes, but he said but little, for at that time Sir Tristram was walking upon his feet, and well amended of his hurts, and always when Sir Palamedes saw Sir Tristram, he would behold him full marvelously, and ever him seen that he had seen him. Then would he say unto Sir Dinadan, and ever I may meet with Sir Tristram, he shall not escape mine hands. I marvel, said Sir Dinadan, that ye boast behind Sir Tristram, for it is but late that he was in your hands, and ye in his hands. Why would ye not hold him when ye had him? For I saw myself twice or thrice that ye gat but little worship of Sir Tristram. Then was Sir Palamides ashamed, so leave we them a little while in the old castle with the old knight Sir Darras. Now shall we speak of King Arthur, that said to Sir Launcelot, had not ye been, we had not lost Sir Tristram, for he was here daily unto the time ye met with him, and in an evil time, said Arthur, ye encountered with him. My lord Arthur, said Launcelot, ye put upon me that I should be the cause of his departition. God knoweth it was against my will, but when men be hot in deeds of arms,